The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus fulfills the law in himself, which gives us the strength and power to fulfill the law, the precepts of the law, also in our lives. Jesus, who has taken up Israel's vocation to be light to the nations and to be the salt of the earth, now gives us that same strength, that same love, the same grace that we need in order to live out that vocation that he imparts to us. When we have here in the sacred texts this concept of law and the concept of commandments, we sometimes put, I would say, the cart before the horse, because we think, whether no matter what our theology is, our lived practical theology, is that we sometimes think we are gaining God's grace by what we do. And if we follow the law, then we're going to be favored by God. Or if we come to church every Sunday, or we come to church every day, then God is going to give us blessings. Or if we say our prayers, then good things are going to happen to us. How do I know that? Because I encounter people in some of the real difficulties of life, whether it's at the end of their lives or not. And this always comes out. Father, I don't understand. I've always done what was right. I've lived compared to the people around me, right? That's a little bit of a hint for us. But compared to the people around me, I've lived a good life. I haven't done what they've done. And I don't understand why God would then afflict me with this particular illness. So no matter what our theology is up here, the lived reality of our theology sometimes is quite a bit different. But like I said, a focus on this idea of commandment. God gives his commandments to Israel after he's brought them out of slavery. So I am the Lord your God, right? That's that preface to the commandments. So the relationship has been established. Now here's the law so that they might live in the light of God's love. The same we can say with Jesus, because as we work through the Sermon on the Mount, we're bound to see that he's ratcheting it up. Right? He's asking more of us, but he's only able to ask more of us because he has established that relationship, because he's given us a new heart, especially in faith and baptism, right? That gives us a new heart. It gives us a heart like unto his, and he fills our hearts. Whenever we turn to him in prayer or sacrament, he fills our hearts with his love so that we're capable then of fulfilling the commandments, but the commandments simply give structure to that life of grace. The commandments, so we can say here what Jesus teaches us, but also all the teachings of the church are meant to liberate us from what would otherwise enslave us, to liberate us from the world, the flesh, and the devil, to liberate us from an over-grasping ego, to liberate us from whatever, right? For God. So to liberate us from, yes, and especially sin, but also to liberate us for, that we might live the life that God intends for us to live, which and we could say, okay, well, seems like it's a bit of a boring, you know, pious, stay off in the corner kind of life. It's not at all. The life that God wants us to live is a much happier, more joy-filled existence than the life that we choose for ourselves. That's the life that God wants for us. Today, he's setting us free to live that life. He's setting us free to be able to not only receive his love, but to give that same love away. It's what's going to make us joy-filled, peace-filled, loving, kind, patient, and generous people.